Okay, I'm going to now look at the relationship between this ideal or this aspiration to gain enlightenment and joining the order. First of all, I just looked at it as a line in the ordination ceremony. For the attainment of enlightenment, I accept this ordination. Well, it has to be there, doesn't it, in the ordination ceremony. I think without it, the ordination ceremony itself wouldn't have the heart that it needs to have. And it does give us a voice. It gives a voice to our highest aspiration within a ritual of commitment. And this will support. This will give us support and inspiration over the years of practice ahead of us. I say that rather poetically. But what it means in reality is you're going to be caught between a rock and a hard place quite a lot.
Yeah.
It means when you come to think, I don't know, do I want to do that? No, it'd be much easier if I didn't. You feel that commitment at your back. Yeah. So I think, is this just a Scottish phrase, to be caught between a rock and a hard place? No, okay, good. You know what I mean, yeah. You have it in America as well. Thank you, Carol, thank you. Yeah. So you've given voice to your highest aspirations within a very strong and very simple ritual. Huh. So I've got a lot of questions here, which I haven't answered. I've sort of covered it by doing lots of questions, but anyway, they're all the same question. How is the order a context in which we can gain insight? How does being part of the order help us to gain enlightenment? Well, we must think it must help, otherwise why do it? We must think that joining the order will help us to move in the direction of enlightenment, otherwise why do it? So I stepped into the kitchen when I was at this point in the talk. I stepped into the kitchen at Tariloka and I said to the two people standing in the kitchen, Monica was one of them, why do you want to join the order? So if Monica said... I felt the order would be a context in which all my strengths would blossom. I don't think she used the word blossom, but all her strengths would be drawn out, yeah? So I saw it as, well, she was relating to it as a situation where she was going to really flourish, yeah? And Fiona. I knew what I wanted most of all was to deepen my commitment to the spiritual life. And I saw the only way I could do that was to be in contact with like-minded people. So I saw this as an expression of, well, needing support, that joining the order would be like having a context which would support and encourage us, yeah, to maintain our commitment, maintain our fidelity, if you like, to our ideals. At some point then, I've asked myself the same question. Spiritual development, this is what I came up with. Spiritual development gives meaning to my life. I can suffer a lot from nihilism, and meaning is just actually really, really important. Real communication gives meaning to my life. And that meaning is also echoed on a mythic level. I can have meaning, I can have deeper, more meaningful communication with others who also hold the same values and practices as myself. On a mythic level, I can see that my personal myth coincides with that of other order members and with the order. It gives me a mythic context. And finally, it also gives me a context in which I can give, and serving is a very strong tool against nihilism for me. Yeah, Viru Devi once said to me, when your personal myth coincides with the myth of the order, then you get ordained. Which is a lovely phrase, isn't it? So maybe my personal myth was to do with, I had a lot to give, I just needed something to put it into. What am I going to give myself to? Yeah, and I wanted meaning in my life. What was going to give my life meaning? That was probably going to be connected with giving. And that's how I function in the order. I'm just seeing it as a context in which I have a lot to give, and I can, I'm used well, I give a lot to it, to the situation. So I think joining the order from the point of view of this talk, and there's lots of reasons why one would join an order, but from the point of view of this talk, it helps us anchor our belief in enlightenment, and it helps us hold a vision and to apply it within the path of transformation. But I've got another connection with it. Many years ago, when I was on one of my first retreats or early retreats at Tara Loka, I met up with Sangha Devi, and she asked me at some point what Bodhisattva I was interested in, and I said Manjushri at that time. Partly, I think, because I was living with Kula Shri and she'd just been ordained and taken that practice, yeah? So what year would that be, Kula Prabha? 1988. And she sort of, I said, oh, Manjushri, and she went, oh, as one does, yeah? And in that moment, I caught a glimpse of something. I thought, one day I'm going to join the order and I'm going to bring into that situation my own strengths, yeah, and my own qualities. And who knows what impact that's going to have on the other people in the order, on the order itself, yeah? It was like I just suddenly saw this whole interconnectedness of us, and we all add to that basket, if you like, yeah? And in another way, you could say that we're agreeing to undertake to gain enlightenment for the whole world. It's just a whole direction that we want to just add into this world, yeah? It's like there's a big set of scales in the world and you're just tipping those a particular set of scales, yeah? Moving it in that direction. Gandhi writes, "I believe in the essential unity of all that lives. Therefore, I believe that if one person gains spiritually, the whole world gains. And if one person falls, the whole world falls to that extent." And Thich Nhat Hanh says, "The next Buddha may not appear in the form of a single awakened individual. As our understanding of independence grows, the next Buddha may be the Sangha itself." Yeah, which is also Bhante's vision, which is why the thousand-armed Avalokiteshvara is an image for the order. Yeah. Is the compassionate aspect, but it's also like, well, maybe the order itself could become the Bodhisattva at work, yeah? The significance of saying these words within a ritual. So I've said before, words have power. So we're saying the words, "For the attainment of enlightenment, I accept this ordination." So we're saying this within the ordination ceremony. So we've ritually set up an overall direction for our lives, an overall commitment to our spiritual progress. Without our ordination ceremony mentioning enlightenment, it would not have a real heart. It's this line of acceptance that sets up our guiding principle.